Some Central New Yorkers are urging Congress to reject some of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, climate action advocates in particular brought their message to the federal building during a protest in Syracuse yesterday.
Syracuse physician Mariana Kaufman is part of the newly formed CNY Solidarity Coalition. She says that group is particularly concerned about four Trump nominees they call climate change deniers.
The four picks, Rex Tillerson, Scott Pruitt, Rick Perry, and Ryan Zinke, from what we know about them, they have little to no experience or knowledge of the departments that they will be heading. We know that they have financial and personal ties to the fossil fuel industry.
Kaufman believes the goal of these nominees, if they take office, is to increase fossil fuel consumption as much as possible. This particular protest was aimed at Senators Schumer and Gillibrand and their part in the Senate confirmation process. Renee Vogelsang, a statewide community organizer from Syracuse, says there are a couple of prongs to the group's strategy as the Trump administration gets up and going.
One is continuing to show up, continuing to call our federal representatives, stand outside of their office, let them know where we stand on this issue, but also getting active in our community, taking part directly in the solutions. Renewable energy, sustainable communities is the solution.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.